So we're learning Me'ilah Daf Zayin Amar Beis, and we're starting five lines from the top. Amar Rav Shlakish. We're learning about Rabbi Kiva, who holds, argues on Rabbi Eliezer, and he holds that Zrika Me'elas Liyaitzeh, and he brings a raya from someone who's mafresh two chatois. He's mafresh two chatois, and he's zerg down for one of them, so it works for the other one. So he says a kavachayim, madach works for the other one, which is possible because you already have a kapara, so for sure it works for Yaitzeh. That's Rabbi Kiva's raya. So Amar Rav Shlakish was Shum Rabbi Shaya. Teshuva Genuva Eshiva Rabbi Kiva Loise Talmud. So the way Taisus learns, Shuva Genuva doesn't mean stolen Shuva. It means it's a covered Shuva. You answered him something that a little hidden, a little bit, you know, sneaky. You answered him a sneaky teretz. Rabbi Kiva answered a sneaky Raya Loise Talmud. That Talmud to Rabbi Shimon. Shuva Genuva Eshiva Rabbi Kiva Loise Talmud. Why? Because he says, "Vasachas im v'zachas eloi." Rabbi Kiva said that only v'asachas does the one zrika of one chatas a kapara for other one. V'zachas eloi, but one after another, if they brought one whole chatas and then you brought the other one, then you have and the other one was not brought yet. There is no kapara on that one. That's what stands for Rabbi Kiva. Has they both dam sitting in front of you, then it works. And so Rabbi Shlakish asks that, but given the pasul, since it's pasul and still a zrika works with that. Mali vasachas, mali vasachazah. And the way Taisus explains, he says that if it's possible, why is it working? If it's possible, why is it working? Teretz is because you consider it one guf. Both kabanas like one guf. If they're both one guf, what's the difference if it's vasachazah, vasachas? No difference. That's what Taisus explains. Taisus is printed on Amun Aleph. And Taisus says that. What if it's one zevach? What's the difference together, one after another?
He's saying that you're only going to one zevach if they're both trapped at the same time.
Okay, maybe. But maybe that's where it starts, maybe. So, Rav Yechon Shlakish, Vata Yata Oimikain, Rav Shlakish bring a riot to that, that there's a difference. Vata Yata Oimikain. Not really. It's not really as one carbon. You're right. If you want carbon, then it will work even with Zachazah. But you can tell Rosh Lakish, doesn't work as one carbon. That's not the lumdus. You don't say it's a difference. I'll bring you right it's a difference. Because Ilu Hifrish, Shtei Hashomis Lach Rais. Let's say you Mafrish, Tu Hashomis Lach Rais. Veshachat Eshneim, you shech the both of them. But kadam v'hele imurim she'achem ha'am kaidim shvika. And you brought one of the imurim. Halacha is, you can't bring imurim. You know, every carbon has three parts to it. The basar, the dam, and the imurim. So you can't bring the imurim or eat the basar before zrika. Here, the fellow, the kayin, brought the imurim on the mizbeach before zrika. So what's the halacha? You got to bring it down or not? So the halacha is, like you say it outside first, the halacha is that a regular carbon, not two carbon, one carbon, if you by mistake bring the imurim before the zrika, so then it's lo yeridu. If it's lo yeridu, you just make the zrika and everything's fine. You don't take it off the mizbeach. So, but he's saying, don't you agree to me that if you have two kabanas, then of course, if you brought one imurim for the other one's zrika, for sure it's yeridu. So al karchach, it must be, they're not one carbon. He's showing it's not one carbon. I'll show you it's two kabanas. Ilu hifishtei hashamas lachrayis. Your mafish two hashamas lachrayis. V'shachat hashneim. You shecht the both of them. Kada v'helei emurim she'echem ahem kaidem zrika. You brought the emurim one of them before zrika. Yata moidim shem olu yerdu. You're not getting moidim that the olu goes yerdu. V'isagat al-chad gufi yamayim olu yerdu. If it's one guf, why yam olu yerdu? Amula emurim katu kalam shehem v'nei zrika zdamim. You bring out emurim of katu kalam, even katu kalam, the text explains, even though it's a shvacha kedusha, you bring it l'fnei zrika zdamim. Lo yerdu, it doesn't come down. Nasa lachem v'shem izbeach. And v'shor katu katum. And still we say by two Hashem it's not because they're not one carbon. So he's saying here also it's not pshat that it's one carbon, that's not the pshat, because if it be one carbon, so then the Imurim should be good. So LMI, that's not pshat in the Latin. Rabbi Kiva's pshat is not because chad gufahu, not because chad gufa, because by two Hashem must be the same halacha. Elo, the reason, so Taisik speaks out, Elo, Vadi time of the Rabbi Kiva, Mishum Vasachas, this is a different word. Since it's at one time, so you look at it, that makes it that, since it's Vasachas, that it can pater each other. And that's Dafka Vasachas, not Vasachas. It's not the word of one carbon. The word is Vasachas, Chayes doesn't really explain what the lamas of vas achas is, but he's saying the vartis is vas achas. Then you look at it as one carbon, but not that it is one carbon in mitzias. Yeah. So the Mara ends off. Arma v'yechanan katzi sunun l'ragloy de'inuka. It's like it means like ki'ilu that I cut off the legs of the young one. Rish Lakish was called the Yanuka because he was younger than Rav Akiva, and therefore he said basically I slugged you up and
ishtik.
What?
He said
ishtik.
Cut you out the legs.
He said ishtik. Ishtik. Said he called it. It was tshuva gnuva. He said Rish Lakish called it tshuva gnuva. Like a aluminum digger thing. So he says So he said told him back, you know. Yeah, he told him that Rekiva's thing was Shuvah Yanuka. Okay, get to Adkan. The Gemara, we're going to start a new Mishnah now. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. The Mishnah says like this. Maisei Domim v'kotche kotchem l'hokko l'achmer. The Zerika by kotche kotchem affects a kula and a chumra. When you make a Zerika by kotche kotchem, it does, you know, it's makel on the carbon, it's machmer on the carbon. We'll explain in a second. V'kotche kalim Kula lahachmer. The whole zrika makes a chumra. Ketzad explains the Mishnah. Kotcha kotchim, the phrase zrika stamim. Kotcha kotchim, which means a oila, a chatas, a asham. Those kavanas before zrika moyalim bemureim or basar. There's meila in the whole entire carbon. Laach zrika stamim. When you make a zrika, it makes a little bit of a kula. Moyalim bemureim. The murim still have a meila because you have to bring it on the mizbech. The ain mayalim bebasta, but there is no meila on the basta because you can eat it now. So the zrika is a kula. But imurim and basta after zrika chayim shum pigel noisa and tamei. There's a chi of pigel or noisa if you leave it overnight and tamei nimtsa ma'isa dam kach kachim is lahakel. What's the kula? It took off the meila off the basta. Velahachmer and it's machmer by putting pigel noisa and tamei on the carbon. So by Kachukach, we have a kula and lahachmer. We kachukalam kum lahachmer. Ketzah kachukalam for zrika's damim. Kachukalam for zrika in my elavim. There is no meila whatsoever. Loi beimurim, loi basar. Laach as zrika's damim. After zrika's damim, moyalim beimurim. It makes now you have meila and beimurim. But in my elavim basar, no meila and basar. Basar never have meila. But the zrika does and makes meila and beimurim. So the zrika all does is make a chumra. And another chumra makes is al zev azech hayav mala leya alav mishum pigel nois v'tamei. And also, once you do zrika, you can be chayiv on the basa and on the murim pigel nois v'tamei. Nimsa maise damim bekotchu kalim kum lahachmer. See the zrika's damim, zrika of blood by kotchu kalim is all lahachmer. By kotchu kotchim you have lahak lahachmer. What's the kula by kotchu kotchim that takes the meila off the basa? By kotchu kalim it's only lahachmer. Dr. Gemara. It says, by kacha kacha, what happens after the zrika? What's the kula? Maish, what's the kula after the zrika by kacha kacha? It takes me ilo off the basa. So it sounds like a meila and basa. You know what it sounds like? You can't eat it, but there's no meila. Don't worry about it, no meila. Katani, a meila and basa. Meila udaleka. Ha isur ika. It's mashma in the Mishnah. There's no meila, but there is an isim. That's the Gemara's making a diak. It says, it's just saying mutter. It's saying mutter to eat. It was a meila and basa. A meila means there's no meila. It's sounds like no.
Show what the chumra is.
Yeah, but still, so I'll tell you how to show the kula. Same mutter to eat. Ein ma'ilim sounds like there's no meila, but there is an iser. No, the rice stick of meila, but you can't eat it. That sounds like Tony. Ein ma'ilim basa meila udaleka isur ika. Like tomorrow, my hama ma'ina the kain. The way Taisa explains ma'ina the kain means that the kain is allowed to eat it. He's allowed to eat it. It's more than no iser. It's a mitzvah to eat. But ma'ina the kainu. The Gemara like Kasha, it's not fair. Why not? So the Nosav Reisha Mayalim, the Reisha said on Basa Mayalim, so Nosav Seifa, A Mayalim. So it said here, A Mayalim, just to contrast the Reisha and the Seifa. But of course, you're allowed to eat it. It's Mamash Mutatit, Mitzatit, maybe. So Mara asked, but that's good for the Reisha, but the Seifa a little bit harder. A Mayalim Seifa, but Kachim Kalim Kun Lahachmer. By Kachim Kalim Sahachmer Ketsa, Basa Kachim Kalim, the phrase Rikas Domim, A Mayalim Behem, there's no Me'ila. On the basar over mereim, there's no meila. Ein chayav maleim mishum pigel nois v'tamei. La'achas zrika damim after zrika mayalim b'mereim ve'ein mayalim basar. Says no meila basar. It's mashma meila udaleka isurika. And here you can't say agav the ratio because the ratio also said ein mayalim. So why does it say over here ein mayalim over here which mashma does it issa? But maya mayna the bialimu. The bialim's not to eat it. There's no. It's not, how can you say that ein mayalim which is mashma isur udika? It's mutter to eat. It's mamma the bialim. It's a pelo. Now here you can't say it's agav the ratio. Amar Rav Chanina l'yaitzim. Rav Chanina says that our Mishnah, you're right, it's a good diak, and the answer is the culture of Warsaw. The answer is that he was talking about basar that went out of the Beis HaMikdash. If it went out of the Beis HaMikdash, so then you can't eat it. But still, the Zerika works to take off the Me'ilah. And we're going according to Rabbi Kiva holds, Zerika Me'ela Si Yaitzeh. Zerika works for Yaitzeh. So, but, and the Chiddush will be is that Rabbi Kiva does not hold that Zerika works to make it, you can eat it. It's a Yaitzeh Lamaisa. So here's an example is, Ein Me'ilah, but Avadi can't eat it because it's Yaitzeh. That's the Gemara's Tarets, Shmak and Tarets. Amrachil Yaitzim, the boss went out of Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Kiva he. And Kiyom Rabbi Kiva Zerika Me'ela Si Yaitzeh, Lish Reifa. Or the way Tosis is Gairis, that Zerika Me'ela Si Yaitzeh is for all the dinim of Kachim, let's say for Pigal and those things. That's Zerika works for Yaitzeh, and take off the Me'ila. Avala Achilahu, Loi Meratza. Avala Achila, can't make you be able to eat it. Why? Because Yaitzeh. So La Achila doesn't work. It only works to help for giving it a Kedushas HaGuf to the Pigal and those things. That it could work for. But it can't work for achila, and therefore it's very expect why it says, Ein Mayalim, because it's talking about Yaitzeh. So Ein Mayalim, but it's no Me'ila. Avali Surah Ika. Hadun Allah, Kachi Kachim, for those that finished it.